Amazingly, instead of getting one large and powerful quake, they found several hundred tiny earthquakes happening instead, which caused no damage whatsoever. The pyramids were apparently bleeding off the charge of friction and geotectonic stress that would normally cause huge, catastrophic earthquakes to occur under the surface, obviously by a process that remains unknown to mainstream science. A team from the All-Russian Electrotechnical Institute in Moscow found that if they took 7 100-gram chunks of granite that had been stored in the pyramid and arranged them into a 1-meter circle, that area was 5,000% less likely to be struck by lightning. They were able to confirm this by putting the granite on a flat metallic plane with an electrode that would discharge 1,400 kilovolts of power overhead. Normally, when they turned on the juice for a short time, there was a good chance that the electrical current would arc out and form a lightning bolt, striking the metallic plate and creating a nasty burn mark that melted right through. Over the course of 100 different discharges, the circle of pyramid granite proved to have a remarkable effect on protecting the inside area from lightning strikes. There were 5 times fewer eruptions, which again is 5,000%. Remember the 500-meter-wide column of energy that formed around the pyramid, as well as the much larger 300-kilometer circle, which would have taken all the energy from Russia's power plants to form? Apparently, this enormous column doesn't just sit there doing nothing. It actively deflects storms and severe weather from the area around the pyramid. Incredibly, incoming storms go around this whole area, not through it. Imagine what this technology could do for areas that were prone to being destroyed by hurricanes. The cost of building pyramids could be much, much less than the expense of rebuilding from inevitable hurricane damage. Yet another series of observations further added mystery and intrigue to the puzzle. The 300-kilometer column of energy just mentioned had appeared around a 22-meter pyramid that was built on Seliger Lake. Several months later, the ozone hole that had been sitting over that area substantially improved. As time went on, new streams of water appeared in the surrounding countryside. A stork felt comfortable enough to set up a nest. And most amazingly, the fields became covered with flowers that shouldn't even exist, as they were supposedly extinct. In short, the land was renewed, healed, and transformed, suggesting that the life-giving energies harnessed by the pyramid had a significant effect upon everything around them. The fact that all this data has been overlooked and never even mentioned as a possibility after all these years seems to be little more than criminal when you consider how many lives could have been saved in the process. And it also makes you wonder if other cultures in the past have built pyramids for very practical reasons, perhaps because they were in a race against time with climate change and possible catastrophes that could have wiped out their own civilization. That could explain why they had such a strong incentive to build massive pyramids. New pyramids, or pyramid-shaped mountains, are being discovered that are not part of conventional archaeology. One pair of alleged pyramids, or distinctly pyramid-shaped mountains in an otherwise flat plain, can be found in Nakhodka, one of the largest ports in the far east of Russia. 2 large pyramid-shaped mountains there were named Brat, or brother, and Seska, or sister. In the beginning of the 20th century, the famous Russian traveler, historian, and anthropologist Arseniev said that these hills were holy places in ancient times, and many travelers from China and Korea went and visited them to pray there. The original Korean settlers said they were not natural formations. They had been built a long, long time ago, and they did not know who was responsible. According to researcher Maxim Yakovenko, "Then and now, people say they feel happy and healthy on these hills, and I agree with them. The sides of those hills are oriented toward north, west, south, and east, like the pyramids in Egypt." Tragically, in the 1960s, the peak of Brat was blown off to harvest stones for building projects, reducing its height by 78.5 meters. Here's the surprising part. After the destruction of Bratz Peak, it's located 5 or 6 kilometers from the city, the climate in Nakhodka changed for some weeks. People told me that there had been very hard wind for some days after the detonations, and that it was raining. Apparently, the weather had been very calm prior to this point. This change is totally consistent with what Golod and his associates discovered about the effect of pyramids on our weather patterns. Even if Brat and Seska are only natural formations, it's still quite compelling that the weather changed so noticeably once Brat's structure was damaged. The last study I read about from the Russian National Academy of Sciences, as we are about to see, really blew me away, as it shows how interconnected our consciousness may be with the world around us. If the pyramids can reduce earthquakes in severe weather, they probably can do the same for tornadoes, tsunamis, and volcanic eruptions. Let's not forget that 7,000 people were able to reduce worldwide terrorism by 72% just by meditating. If the Russian pyramids could create a similar effect on criminal behavior without any other human involvement, via meditation or otherwise, then we now have a powerful new connection worth exploring. The power of consciousness. Could our consciousness somehow be responsible for strengthening or even creating earthquakes, hurricanes, severe weather, and possibly volcanoes and tsunamis as well? Could this also mean that we have a cheap, easy way to help the Earth through this critical transition period so we don't have to simply hope and pray that someone or something else will rescue us? Would this also suggest that the Earth is acting as a feedback mechanism for our own consciousness? Does our collective dis-ease appear as destructive Earth changes? Are we getting a worldwide mirror for our own lack of love?